But in 2024, it's interesting. Because in both conferences, there would be great debates. Like, want to play the game right now? Let's play the game right now. Philly and Miami both make the playoffs. Screw Chicago and Atlanta. You are the Boston Celtics, and you have a choice. Sure. And here is your choice. The Orlando Magic, the Indiana Pacers, the Philadelphia 76ers, or the Miami Heat. Mr. Brad Stevens, you're on the clock.
Give me the Indiana Pacers.
He has selected the Indiana Pacers. Tommy Lugauer, you represent the New York Knickerbockers. You now have the choice. The Orlando Magic, the Philadelphia 76ers, or the Miami Heat. Head dog, who do you select?
Give me the Sixers. I'm sick of hearing this all day here now, because you know what?
You got to stop.
No, 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 I'm not lying, because you know what? Show me a series where Joel Embiid's going to stay healthy. Their star player might not make it through the series, and I don't want to run and hide from Philadelphia. I won't do that. This is a loser mentality. Oh, let me see if I can pick a team. And then what happens next round? You got to pick the next team and then pick the next team?
No, no, no. It's all bracketed once you do it. Stop trying to confuse it, okay?
No, but I'm not going to take the Orlando Magic. I'm going to take the Sixers. The Sixers and the Heat have to play the Knicks, not the other way around.
You understand.
The Knicks are the 2 seed, last time I checked. Okay. The Knicks won 50 games last time.
The Philadelphia 76ers have been to the postseason. This is their 7th consecutive season in what we'll call the Joel Embiid era.
Okay.
Do you know how many times they got knocked out in the first round?
Zero.
No, the answer is one, and it was during the pandemic. I don't even know if we should count.
That doesn't count.
Okay, so we don't even count it.
In the bubble, no.
So let's, as much as we may all be down, Tiki, on Philly's frauds and Embiid's a fraud, can we be real for a second? Because you didn't give a real
answer. I'm not saying fraud. I'm saying he's hurt.
No, no, but you didn't give
he's hurt. Well, he's healthy. That's the
problem. Not really, Tiki. Got banged up Friday.
Did he practice today?
Yeah,
did he practice today?
Oh, he practiced. Now you're going to tell me he read a book?
No.
I want to see him play an NBA game in a series game night in, night out.
But Lugie, you're being dishonest.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Because
no, I'm not.
If I literally gave you the choice between Miami, Philadelphia, and Orlando, coached by Jamal Mosley. No offense to him. They have no postseason experience. You're telling me you're going to pick the Sixers? If you are, James Dolan would come down from his suite and he would fire your ass in front of everybody. Understand that.
Well, so I wasn't aware that the Garden employs me, so I am speaking as a fan, and I'm speaking as someone who's not afraid of anybody. So I'm not going to go, ooh, let me play Orlando, let me play the Magic. No, no, no. I'll play who's in front of me. I'll play Philly.
Hey, Tiki, if I gave you the choice now. So Boston has already selected Indiana.
Yes.
Knocked them out. You have Orlando, Philadelphia, or Miami.
Uh-huh.
And this is now, you've earned this right. You get to pick your opponent. Who are you picking?
I'm taking a 21-year-old Paolo Banchero.
You're taking the Magic?
Yeah, taking the Magic.
And by the way, it's not a disrespect to Orlando. Like, all these teams have earned their way to the postseason. It's that we are in an unusual year in the NBA, and we can play this game for the West, too, but we're in an unusual year in the NBA in which your reward for being the 1 and 2 seed is not that great of a reward. The Lakers win tomorrow night. Guess what? The Denver Nuggets play the Lakers. And look, they could have the same attitude. Hey, we smoked them in the conference finals last year. We'll smoke them again. It's still not an ideal first-round opponent. Like, let's not get lost in the bluster here. It's still not ideal. You earn the 2 seed for what? I'm actually looking out for you. For some reason, you're giving me a look like I'm a bad guy. I think the Knicks got screwed.
Because I could see right through it.
There's nothing
here
to see.
No, because
right
you know
through
what? Like your coach says, now what? You beat Orlando, now what?
You're in the second round.
So
what?
So you're trying to say here is that their ceiling is the second round. You know it. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying any of that.
Because if they could go to the finals, they should be able to beat anybody.
And by the
way, they'll play whoever in the first round.
By the way, that's why I say it's almost better just to leave it the way it is. Because if you do get through the 76ers, now you have the Indiana Pacers or the Orlando Magic or one of these other
a team that will have just won a round of the postseason.
That's okay. That's okay. On paper, you match up better.
Wouldn't you rather play the Magic and then the Bucks instead of the Sixers and then the Bucks?
Come
on. And by the way, this isn't even a one-off year on Evan's point. If this was any other year, forget Embiid coming back. They're the hottest team in basketball. The Sixers have won 8 straight games. Any other year, you don't want to play the hot hand going into the playoffs.
Look, I'm going to do this for you. I will die on the sword for Knicks fans because I understand what's at stake here. If you come on the radio and whine and bitch about being the 2 seed and dealing with Philly, you're a crybaby. So I'll cry for you, okay? Because I'll call like it is and be honest that this first round matchup for you sucks.
But it is what it is. This is sports.
Okay, and
you
I'm
can't
fixing
just have
it.
Your pick.
No, no, of course you can.
Like it's a dating site. No, no, no. You play who you play.
So you-